Presentation.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Thursday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in. I told you that we had lots of birthdays this week, and it is true. Tuesdays was my son's. Wednesday was a dear part of our church, and today is my daughter's birthday. So happy birthday to you, and for your sake and my sake, I'm not going to sing happy birthday like Frank Sinatra here on the radio station. I'll save that for an up close and personal experience, but we pray that you are having a great day. I think we'll have birthday cake again today, and we're just going to celebrate the goodness of God. Our kids are a blessing to our lives, and man, they grew up so fast. One of the things that I always tell parents is whenever I see them and their children are small, I tell them this: don't blink. You know, my son's birthday was earlier this week, and I mean, it just doesn't seem that long ago that I was holding him in my arms for the first time. I can remember my daughter, whose birthday today. I can remember things that happened in her life when and it just doesn't seem that long ago. And now she's this phenomenal woman of God who's probably going to go on and achieve greater things for the kingdom than what I've been able to achieve. And so I bless her today. I want to say a thank you to Treasy Auto Sales and Repair, 636-4910. They have worked on my daughter's car, and it works. So we are grateful for that. And just want to encourage you that if you need an automobile, you can go over and check them out. If you need your car repaired, give them a call, 636-4910, and make an appointment to go over there. There are some days that you can get in pretty quickly. There are other days that you call over there and they say, "Pastor, we are absolutely slammed. We're not going to be able to get to anything until such and such a time." And so I found them to be very skilled at what they do, very efficient at what they do, and they haven't done one thing to try and take advantage of me, so I know that they'll take good care of you. 636-4910, Treasy Auto Sales. Tell Joe or Michael that you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast. And as for all of the sponsors, we want to say thank you for supporting their businesses. I prefer doing business with Christians who live out the Word of God, and those who take good care of God's people, we greatly appreciate. So we're going to get back into the Word of God today, and we're going to go back. We didn't quite get all the way through the verses that we read yesterday in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 and 22, When I was doing yesterday's broadcast, Paul said, "Wow, you've been in Isaiah for a long time." And I was like, "Well, I believe it is a timely word for this season in America." And so we're not touching on every chapter, every verse. We're, you know, if that was the case, we'd be here for another 2 years. But just the things that we find to be very relative to where we are as a nation right now, very important for us, and very encouraging for us as well. So let's start reading today in Isaiah chapter 30. By the way, I haven't mentioned this in a few broadcasts, but we want to remind you about our Mornings Matter Growth Workshop that is coming up August the 27th at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. There's a free breakfast that's provided. There's a free lunch that's provided. So we need you to call 454-4263 and let us know that you are coming, so that we can make sure that there's enough food that that is available that day. And so it's going to be very, very important. Duke Matlock, if you listened to his broadcast, we had some technical issues that we've tried to improve on. And the first broadcast was a little quiet. And so we've tried to make some changes there to that. And we are going to, in case you missed it, we're going to try and rebroadcast that again one more time before that event comes up, so you can find out a little bit more about what is coming up August the 27th. So that'll be playing one day in next week's sequence of programs. So we just want to encourage you to come. It's free. If you come, you don't like it, we'll give you double your money back. It's just our gift to the community to help you be the best you can be at home, at church, at work, and in the community, in your civic service. So this is our gift to you, and we pray that it will be a blessing to your lives. So let's go back to Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 19. It says, "For the people shall dwell in Zion, at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. And your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.' Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, you will also defile the covering of your images of silver and the ornament of your molded images of gold. You will throw them away as an unclean thing. You will say to them, 'Get away.'" So perhaps it's just the fact that I have seen too many adventure movies where wireless technology is in play, where there's a command center and they are speaking to a person that is not in the same room that they are, and they don't really know the direction, but the people in the command center do. But that's what I picture when I see this verse. Your eyes shall see your teachers, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." I believe that God wants to strategically give us an advantage over the enemy. And our enemy is not flesh and blood. It's principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. It's spiritual wickedness in high places. God wants to give us victory over that. And so for every trap that the enemy puts in place, God is able to say to us, don't walk that way, walk this way. And so for, you know, much of the month of July and portions of August, we have been talking about, what do believers walk like? You see, there's supposed to be a distinction in the way that people walk. I remember one day I was walking into my house, and it was at the end of a very long day. And at the end of that long day, we had to go grocery shopping. And at our house, we have a system that's in place that is, it works for us, and that is, I carry the groceries in, and everybody else mobilizes to put the groceries away, because I can carry them in, and then the three of them can get the groceries put away. And then we're not all, sitting there for an hour and a half putting things away. We are able to handle it in a pretty expeditious manner. And when I walked in, it was late at night. It was about 9:30 at night. The grocery store that we'd gone to was just getting ready to close when we came in. And I mean, it was the end of a day at the end of the week, and I was extremely tired. And all of a sudden, as I was carrying the groceries in, I caught a glimpse of my shadow on our front porch, and I could see that my shoulders were slumped over, and I didn't like the representation of what that said about how I was walking. And when I saw the image on the concrete, there was something that said, that's not the way that you are supposed to walk. And so I took my shoulders. I didn't drop the bags. I took my shoulders. I threw them back. I returned to an energetic pace of walk, a better position. I altered the way that I walked because I didn't like what I was seeing in the way that I walked. And I encourage you to do that. You know, the Word is a mirror. The Word of God, it identifies itself as a mirror that when we look into it, it's going to reveal to us the things that are accurate. It's not a funhouse mirror. Some people want to look in it and think that God's got this magic mirror that's just going to distort everything that is ugly and make it come back reflecting things that are good. But in actuality, it shows us the reality of how things are. And so I encourage you to analyze your walk, not your physical walk. You can do that because that can signal some things about your health as well. But your spiritual walk, do you walk like a believer? Do you walk in newness of life? Are you walking in the wisdom of God? Are you walking in the Holy Spirit? Are you walking in truth? There's a whole plethora of descriptions that are you walking in the light? Are you walking in love? Are you walking in faith? There's a whole array of descriptions of how you and I are supposed to walk. Now, this is talking about teachers, and they're saying, walk in it, walk in it. You know, and I see these teachers almost like a football coach and saying, this is what you need to do, this is what your enemy is doing, and you need to counteract that, and you can gain the victory if you will do this. God wants you to walk in a manner that represents His ways, His Word, and His purposes. How is your walk? Let me ask you to evaluate this question. When was the last time you asked somebody, you know, how's my walk? I've told this story before. I have a person that I know. They had some health issues, and the way that they found those health issues was a very close friend came to them and said, your walk is different than it used to be. You might want to get this checked out. And they did, and they got the problem remedied. Listen, friends are supposed to be the type of people that you can say faithful are the wounds of a friend. That doesn't mean we go around beating each other up. That means we go around and we are speaking life into people's situations and say, you know what? Your walk would be better without drugs, you know? Your walk would be better without alcohol. Your walk would be better without cigarettes. Your walk would be better without debt. Your walk would be better if you walked in unforgiveness instead of bitterness. Those are things that a friend should be able to speak into your life without you getting your nose out of joint, without me getting my nose out of joint and saying, you know, I don't like you anyway. so we need to be those type of people that not only respond favorably, because if a person says, this is the way, walk in it, you know, a lot of people say, well, who are you? Who died and made you God? And that's not the mindset of a teacher. It's the mindset of modern America. You know, since the 1960s, we have been raised in a culture to distrust and question authority. But God is looking for a people who will recognize that the teachers in their life, the pastors in their life, are God's gift to them to help them successfully navigate the trials of this life. So walk in this way, and that way, whenever there's a detour that comes up, you know whether to turn right or to turn left. If there's anything I hate, it is missing my turn by just too much. I don't mind getting down the road a long ways and then finding out that there's a situation that arose. You know, we can navigate around that. But when I know that there was a better way and I don't find out about that better way until after, I just missed the opportunity to avoid that that congestion, that's like, oh, man, I wish I'd known just 30 seconds earlier we could have taken a better course. Teachers help you avoid the traffic log jams of life, the traffic jams. And so there's also something else that will happen. Remember, this is for people who are waiting upon God. These are the benefits. And verse number 22 says, you will also defile the covering of the images of silver and the ornament of your molded images of gold. You will throw them away as an unclean thing. You will say to them, get away. And that is this: when you have been on the precipice of annihilation and you turn to God and you cry out to him and you wait upon him and you learn his ways and you watch as he delivers you and treats you better than you ever deserved, there's a natural byproduct that should take place in that. And that is an abandoning of false idols, getting the idols out of your life, getting the things that used to captivate your attention and demand your worship and demand your time and demand your resources, getting those things out of your life and treat them like garbage. It says, you will say to them, get away, get out of here. I don't need you anymore. Okay. Now, again, these are images. These are idols, not people. And so I encourage you to ask God, once you're bringing me through this thing, what I want you to do is clean house, clean my spiritual house, so that the only thing being worshiped, the only person being worshiped, is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Okay. And so that is what all of this does, is it brings us to that place of spiritual maturity where the garbage is gone and the glory resides. Now listen to what he says. Then he will give the rain for your seed with which you sow the ground, and the bread of the increase of the earth. It will be fat and plentiful, and that day your cattle will feed. A few weeks ago, I received an email from one of the local golf courses. I haven't been able to play golf for a few months now because of the eye surgery back in June. But they sent out an email saying, look, we are having to alter our watering schedule and altering where we water because it's been so dry this summer. This is supposed to be our rainy season, and it's been very, very dry. And the day after I got that email, the radio station here got rain. And the radio station's closer to the golf course than Merritt Island is. We hadn't got any rain at Merritt Island at that time, but the radio station had. And the reality is, without rain, we're not going to grow any crops. All you got to do is look at California and see what happened when they shut off the irrigation sources to save some little sardine or something like that. That was a little fish that they deemed more valuable than humanity out there. And as a result of that, the agricultural land just wilted and just dried up because it had no water. Folks, it is absolutely essential to have water. You can go about 40 days without food. You can only go about 3 days without any water or any hydration. And so God says, I'm going to give you rain for your seed. Water and the combination of water and the pressure of the soil and the isolation of the soil, it alters the seed that has been planted so that it is productive, it is fruitful, It doesn't come back the same way that it did. I want to encourage you today that as God brings you to a greater level of spiritual purity, that your expectation should increase as well, to the point that you can be saying, God, I'm believing for a greater spiritual harvest. That's what I'm, and he says, you know what? I'm going to give you the former rains. I'm going to give you the latter rains. I'm going to make sure that that seed is well watered, because when you sow it, I'm going to bring the bread of increase of the earth. It says it will be fat and plentiful, and that day your cattle will feed. And so what happens is that harvest that comes, it is not just enough to take care of you. It is enough to take care of all God's creatures. He says, even your cattle are fed. And in fact, it goes on and it says, the oxen and the young donkeys that work the ground will eat cured fodder. And in other words, they weren't just going to eat leftovers. They were going to be eating the best of the best. They were going to be experiencing the goodness of God's harvest. And so I want to encourage you today to not just believe for your needs to be met, but believe that there's going to be enough that all of your needs are going to be met, and that God's going to be able to use you to meet others' needs as well. That's with 7 billion people on the planet, I cannot, as a pastor, just throw in the towel and say, well, praise God, all of Merit Assembly of God's bills are paid. They are. I'm thankful for that. Not complaining about that. But there's 7 billion people on the earth that need to hear the transforming word of God. There are too many people whose countries are trying to cut them off from the gospel. There are too many places where the word of God is being refused. There are too many people that the enemy has got them in full retreat mode, and they need to hear Isaiah chapter 30. They need to hear it. And so we as a church continue to sow our seed and continue to believe for increase. And we also continue to believe for the rebuke of the devourer for our sake. And verse number 25, it says, there will be on every high mountain and on every hill rivers and streams of water. And that day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall, moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. And I've got a note here in my Bible that says it is like 7 days of sunshine in one day. Now, God has the way of increasing the brilliance without increasing the negative effects of that. If you told me that the sun was going to be 7 times brighter, my natural mind would say that would mean that it's going to be 7 times hotter. That would be a negative thing. But I want you to understand that at one point in time, Joshua had the enemy on the run, and he said, God, in order for me to bring about the total victory over this enemy that needs to be brought, I need you to halt the sun in its tracks. And he put all of creation on hold in its course so that the sun stayed still for about 24 hours. And during that time of increased revelation, there was no place for the enemy to hide. There was no place for him to conceal himself. Darkness was refused as a cloak for him. And ultimate victory came about as a result of it. That is what God can do. God can bring such tremendous illumination into your life. He can listen. Wouldn't it be awesome if in this Sunday, when we came together as a body of believers, that instead of just being able to tolerate, say, one verse of scripture, our spirit said, you know what? I believe God's going to give me insight today that would be the equivalent of what I'd been able to tolerate in a week before. What if God increased our capacity to receive divine illumination? It said not only that the sun was going to increase in brightness, but the moon at night was going to shine as bright as the sun during the day. And so it doesn't matter what the position in the solar system was as far as the Earth's rotational axis. When the sun is increased in brightness, the moon, because all it is a mirror of the sun's brightness, that mirror is going to reflect greater, and to the point that they were going to be walking around as in broad daylight. That means that there's no stumbling. That means that there's no place for sin to lurk and hide. God wants to completely alter the atmosphere so that we could live in victory. In that day, the Lord binds up the bruise of his people and he heals the stroke of their wound. When there is an increase of the word of God, Psalm 107:20 says he sends forth his word and he heals them. Jesus went into towns and he healed all of the sick that was there. He said in that day when darkness is not allowed a place to prevail, that instead I'm going to bring an increase of illumination. Understand that what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring healing to my people. I believe in healing. Has every person that I prayed for experienced the healing that I believed for? Absolutely not. I wouldn't dare say that they did. In fact, there have been times when I've been challenged in my belief because I was believing, I was praying the prayer of faith, and exactly the opposite of what I prayed happened. And so I said, you know, I'd better reevaluate what the Word of God says about healing. But instead of deeming my circumstance greater than the Word, I deemed the Word greater than the circumstance, and I emerged from that. And I said, in spite of the fact I didn't get the answer that I wanted, I still believe in divine healing. I'm going to continue to believe in divine healing, that God is going to heal his people, and he's going to heal their wounds, whether it's a bruise or whether it is a they've been smitten with an enemy or with a weapon that's left them damaged and cut and bleeding and wounded. I'm going to believe that God can bind them up. No matter what any person has done to you, no matter what the words they've spoken over you today, I want you to know that you have a healer. The healing balm of Jesus Christ is sufficient to heal your emotional wounds, your physical wounds, your spiritual wounds. Let's allow him to heal today. Father, in Jesus' name, I don't know who's listening today or what they've been through, but I know this, you are sufficient to bring healing. I pray that you would do that, bind them up, heal those bruises in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you are our healer. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.